You're listening to the Professional Goddess Podcast,
a place for sluts who like to make money. I'm your host, Anna D, aka the Professional Goddess. On my show, we embrace the uncensored stories of being a self-made slutpreneur. As a stripper turned CEO, I reveal all my juicy trade secrets and share interviews with other female bosses who capitalize on their entire existence. From breaking stigmas in the female business world to challenging norms in the adult industry, we'll tackle it all. In 6-inch stilettos, of course. Now it's time to dive deep into the journey of self-empowerment, owning our sexuality, and by each episode, we will earn our PhDs in CE hoetry. I'm honored to have you here, and it's my privilege to kickstart the show. Today, we're going to talk about scams. Being a sex worker, scams are bound to happen. And I was scrolling good old Reddit the other night, and I was in the camgirl problems thread, and a user had posted about being scammed. The title is Devastated and Humiliated After a Scam. I was scammed again for the second time last night, and I'm having a hard time processing it. I'm so upset with myself for not noticing the signs sooner and for not standing up for myself. It was just too trusting of me. He requested I do multiple things I didn't want to do, and I did them anyways because I believed him. In retrospect, it was obviously a scam, and I feel idiotic and weak for not demanding payment before the call, especially because this is the second time. This experience is making me reevaluate my personality. I seem to be an easy target for people to take advantage of, and I'm so tired of being stepped on. Has anyone had a similar experience and can offer advice or support? I'd greatly appreciate it. So I read this and my heart went out to this user because I myself have been scammed. I can't recall the episode we talked about the sugar daddy scam. I mean, how many of you hoes get the message from time to time looking for girl to, what do they say? They're like, I will pay you thousands. You don't have to send me any pictures or anything. I just want someone nice to talk to. And you're like, oh, sure, easy money. And then they start talking about bank account numbers or gift cards. And you're like, this is too good to be true. And if it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true. If it sounds too good to be true, then it's often too good to be true. Sometimes you gotta say that shit twice. So I wanted to read some of these comments, because some of you out there have been scammed, some of you have not been scammed, so this is for everybody. So someone says, this is why boundaries and payment first are a must. And the art and navigation of discussing payment and all those sorts of things, we talk about that on the show all the time, how to really sweeten up the deal without making it sound too businessy, because you want to try to implement that fantasy from the beginning. Sometimes if you're too upfront, they back up. And sometimes if you're not too upfront, they use you. So you have to find, you know, you got to teeter totter and find that sweet spot on your own. And a lot of it has to do with your personality and the experience and practice you have. Someone says, the most important thing here is forgiveness for yourself. Easier said than done, but go easy on yourself. I tried camming many years ago and I did no research and I fell for a brutal one. That's a Leo tip-tapping in here. When I started up again, I was much more hardened. It's hard. It's fucked up. You're doing the right thing by reaching out for support. You'll start seeing that when you try, you'll start to see it when they try and you'll become more weary. So do not blame yourself. It's a beautiful thing to trust people. But unfortunately, this is not the career for trust. And sometimes you learn the hard way. She went on to say, I felt stupid, violated, and humiliated, but at the same time, I sure fucking learned my lesson. It hardened me in a way that is extremely important and advantageous for this work. I'm not grateful at all. I'm not trying to make this sound like toxic positivity, but that's what I take away, and it's a good opportunity to be soft and gentle with yourself, even though it's really hard for me to do that. You know, something happened the other day when I was out in the wild. And I really didn't agree with what was happening at a workplace. And I shared a little bit of online, and I instantly was reminded why you shouldn't share everything online, because everyone came at me with opinions that I should have been more empathetic in this situation, but no one witnessed the situation except me. So I saw it from a bunch of different sides. But the point I'm trying to make is when I was younger in the workplace, I was 14 working on my own, and it really hardened me. And when I had to do a shift on my own and I wasn't feeling well and I knew no one could cover me, you know, I'd still go in. And, you know, I feel like these days people are much more graceful about mental health and, you know, what you're going through. And there is like a higher standard as to when you should and shouldn't be working. But God, I sound old. Back in my day, it was just pull up the bootstraps, you know, and I feel like there's a good and a bad to that. The bad is like, yeah, it mentally fucks you up when you do things you can't physically or mentally do. But the positive side is that it does harden you going through these things. So I'm trying to relate these two points together. Sometimes brutal shit happens to you and it's fucked up, but it's like a touch point in your life to refer to teach other people about. And there's always like a lesson in everything. Let's move along. Someone says, it's not toxic positivity if it's you taking the good out of your own bad situation. Toxic positivity is someone being like, I have cancer. And someone says, well, at least you have food on the table. Oh my God. You're allowed to feel however you do towards your own situation. All right. I didn't know about toxic positivity until today. Someone commented, the first time I got scammed, my wonderful friend who was also in the industry made me feel better by saying getting scammed is almost a rite of passage in the cam modeling world. It's our way of getting robbed of money and innocence. Welcome to the club, and don't be too hard on yourself. It's more a reflection of the world than you. Love that. Someone says, people try to scam me multiple times a night. Don't be so hard on yourself. Just use it as a learning experience. Never do a service without being paid first. You wouldn't go to the store and expect the cashier to let you pay at a later date. Same applies here. You know, it's funny they say that because I get a lot of guys going, well, when I go out to eat, I get the check at the end. I'm like, sir, you're also out in public and we don't do dine and dash here. That you can dine and dash on the internet so quickly by just literally putting your phone down or closing your laptop. No, sir. Someone comments, let's start with the fact that being scammed is not a reflection of your character, but that of the scammers. There might have been signs, but it's never your fault. They are the evil people of the story. Forgive yourself. Just be more careful next time someone requests something. Be aware of common signs and always ask for payment up front and set your boundaries from the beginning. Someone said, that was for a phone call. Absolutely nothing happens until you see the money. Get in front of your bathroom mirror and practice saying that over and over again. I am ready to start, just waiting to see your payment. So that's what they're saying, you got to put in quotes. I am ready to start, just waiting to see your payment. If they say they sent it, you wait for it. No more than 4 minutes. We have all had someone get one over on us. This is your business, so run it like a business, Miss Ma'am. No phone calls, no sending pics of what you're going to wear during the phone call, no sending him text messages of your toys or anything until that money shows up. When he stalls, and some of them do, just say, listen, I gotta run. I have another phone call appointment with someone who is already paid. I love that. Even if you don't have another phone call with somebody to paid. Love that. Be nice, be firm, and move on with your day. As you can see, this guy has zero guilt. So don't reevaluate your personality. You sound like a sweetie, but just change your business model. Tell yourself that it is the same as stealing from someone. I'd be pissed instead of humiliated. Don't be so hard on yourself. Oh, I like that. Be pissed instead of humiliated. Good advice. Let's see what else we got here. 10 seconds is on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your subscriber count, maybe his you know what. Well, how about businesses on Shopify?
When I started podcasting, an online store was the farthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling my ebooks, merchandise, and audiobooks for my listeners, and it's so easy, all because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit $1 million order stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. So whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. When I utilized Shopify's App Store, I realized I could make my product fulfillment so much easier. Instead of manually emailing my customers their e-purchases, I could simply install an app that would automatically fulfill their orders, and it was free. Now I have an automation in place that requests their feedback after the purchase is delivered so I can continue to grow as an author and educator. And what I love about Shopify is no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control of your business and take it to the next level. Their marketing features make my holiday email campaigns a breeze. I no longer have to outsource so many tasks because Shopify helps me automate them. And when you're a business owner, every expense counts. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/slutchpreneur, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/slutchpreneur now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/slutchpreneur. Also in the episode description. Person says, yeah, my first ever tipper was cruel about boundaries and I didn't realize how far he pushed me for $2. I almost quit that day, but I just had a great guy tip me 4 times that to be comfortable and just flirt with him. It's so true. The big spenders always want less. The cheapos always want more. Next comment. Yes, I'm pretty sure we've all been scammed in one way or another in the beginning. I know I was, but unfortunately, just you hearing that other people have also gotten scammed doesn't really do anything for you as far as help with going forward. But I would say every time you come into contact with someone that has to do with this, just go into it assuming that they're going to try to rip you off and don't let them do that. Like, it sucks to automatically look at someone like they're going to rip you off, but it's your safest bet and you are more familiar with the industry, I suppose. Okay, what else we got? When I was a new cam girl, I had a guy scam me for 2 weeks, but then there wasn't a form like this. He kept sending me fake Amazon vouchers and I totally believed he had an issue with Amazon and I was going to get all that money at some point. Totally overstepped my boundaries in the shows and wasted about 10 shows for free. Trust me, we all make those mistakes in the beginning and now I don't even blink without getting paid. It's okay. You live and you learn. You would make mistakes anywhere you work. Don't worry. Yeah, the Amazon thing is such, I hate saying this. I wish there was a way you could search on Apple Podcasts. I know you can search on Spotify, but if you go to the show and search like Amazon or gift card, maybe, I know I talk about it in my book, but if someone ever buys something off your wish list in exchange for a service, do not do that. I know some people might be honest about that, but they can literally just call Amazon after you give them a show or whatever you give them, and they can cancel the gift from being sent to you. So if they're going to do the Amazon route, have them send you a gift card and make sure you literally cash it out first. Because I don't even know if they could cancel the gift card. They could be like, oh, it was a fraudulent card that I bought it with. You never know. Next comment says, just chiming in to say it's not your fault, good learning experience, and it seems like you're smart and self-reflective enough to maybe see a pattern. So going forward, every experience like this is going to be a chance to practice your assertiveness, which will bleed into the rest of your life as well.
I'll hazard to guess that you've been through some tough times in your life where you've been invalidated, and so you second guess your gut instincts or don't feel safe to speak up for yourself. This is actually one of the reasons why I like camming so much. So many opportunities to practice assertiveness. Weld that ban hammer for suspected scams, but also people who make you feel uncomfortable in general, who don't respect your boundaries. There are 20 other guys who can take his place, and it will feel really good and empowering to do so. Nice vocabulary. Someone says, what was the type of scam, hun? Some of them are so complex and it can be really confusing, especially when money is involved. Okay, the original poster says, two people were involved in the setup. One was a frequent viewer and tipper. This person has always been respectful and sent me quite a bit of money in the past, so I'd built up some level of trust with them. This person messaged me through Skype to tell me that one of the top tippers on MFC was looking for a new model to form a relationship with, and they pay regularly. He told me he had met this person in a group show in the past, and when he heard he was looking for a new model, he recommended me. He sent screenshots of their conversation and told me to add this person because a connection with them would earn me a lot of money. I added this new person and messaged with them for a while before we started a video chat. He said he just wanted to get to know me, to see if he wanted to choose me as his new sugar baby. The video call progressed into him requesting I strip and then eventually do sex acts I didn't feel entirely comfortable with, but he was fairly convincing, and in the moment I was blinded by my desperation for quick money. I ended up doing some gross, painful, and embarrassing things to win over his approval. In retrospect, I think the person I video chatted with was probably the old viewer of mine, just under a new account, and it was fairly clever setup. But in retrospect, it was all still so obvious. There were multiple red flags, all very similar to the last time I was scammed. I cracked under desperation and pressure. Moving on, I absolutely am only accepting Skype calls if the person pays for me beforehand. Yeah, I feel like some of the guys who are a little more dominant in Skype shows, especially if you're doing like video to video, it's a lot harder to say no when you don't see this person, you know? So I think that's just a skill you kind of gradually get better at. And I liked what the person above her said, how it kind of bleeds into your regular life too, in a good way, as far as, you know, laying your ground rules. Let's see. Getting scammed, especially with something vulnerable like this job, can feel so degrading and disrespectful, and someone is literally taking advantage of you, and it can be hard to get over it. I got scammed a couple times, and it's hard to know that there's people out there who can violate you in that way. Try to see it as a lesson in how you conduct your business moving forward. Remember that karma will get them. The number one rule, always make absolutely positive that you receive payment before providing content. I think this is the rule of thumb here. They'll try to be so believable and sound trustworthy and swear you up and down they'll pay you, but keep your boundaries and rules. You'll attract better paying and honest customers this way. A lot of guys insist I call to verify I'm real, but they literally came from my cam show where they can clearly see I'm real. A lot of guys will jack off all day, and the second of you showing your face, they'll come. And even though it's only for a second, these losers are getting it for free. Truth serum. At the beginning, we're all getting scammed. Even when I sex snap for fun, I got scaled with dude that blocked me after one boob pic. Good grammar. Some tell me they sub my something every time I had an appointment with a sub. If I don't have proofs of their gift or prepayment, they don't show up. Fake sugar daddies. Some that forced, insist, beg, or promise you. Learn the hard way. Avoid these virtual rapists. Wow. Have strict rules. Don't worry, the one who pays directly. Others, okay, I think there's a language thing there. Let's see. I'm trying to see if anyone else has any more stories here. Sorry, a little stuffy. There's one simple rule. I think it's actually the first rule in camming. Don't talk about Fight Club. Okay, just kidding. Never do a show before the payment, before getting in private. Always after. Wait. Never do a show before the payment, before getting in private. Always
Okay, always after, always do the show after payment. Got it. Man, some of y'all typing on Reddit, I really value the people who take the time to put periods and commas where they're supposed to be. Anyways, I just wanted to shed some light on real situations in the real cam world. You know, the scammers will not stop scamming until we all put our foot down. Right, ladies and gents? Whew. Sorry if my energy is a little low today. I'm actually recording at night right now. It's actually the day before this podcast goes live tomorrow morning. I have not been on my schedule, you guys. I don't know what I needed, but what I didn't need was to be working. I'll tell you that. I just kept saying, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it tomorrow. And then tomorrow came, and then tonight is here. So I just wanted to have a little just non-scripted, non-planned, kind of off-the-wall little Reddit chit-chat. And it was nice. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And fuck them scammers. Get payment first. If it feels too good to be true, it's too good to be true. Don't send them free pics before the show. Don't tell them what you're wearing. Don't take Amazon wishlist items. What else? Charge a fee if they want to do cam to cam. That's something I learned way too late. Charge a fucking fee. Charge twice as much per minute if they want you to see their cam. Because y'all, I've seen some fucked up shit on people's cameras. When they open, like on Skype shows and stuff, sometimes they even will put stuff that's not them. Like they'll have a video of something playing. I've seen, I don't even know if I can say it on here. I've seen animal stuff I didn't want to see that people should go to jail for. I've seen people hurting themselves. I've seen people doing illegal drugs. All sorts of weird shit. All sorts of weird shit. Yeah. Dark, scary, cyber world place. You know, this job has many highs and many lows. So price accordingly. All right. I love you guys. I will see you next week. Bye-bye now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Professional Goddess Podcast. If you want to keep the show going and growing, make sure to leave a 5-star review. Shop my merch and ebooks at professionalgoddess.com. Make sure to use code SLUT at checkout for a little surprise. My book, Slutpreneur Secrets, is now available on Amazon. Have a question, episode request, or want to be a guest on the show? Email my team via management@professionalgoddess.com. And lastly, if you want to get all up inside me, subscribe to my premium content on OnlyFans at professionalslut.com. All these links and other socials will be in the show notes of the episode. But most importantly, thank you for subscribing to the show, and I will talk to you next week.
Bye, sluts.